Hey now, everybody. Welcome back to the Score and More podcast. I'm Pat Stetzer of the Community Media Center. And sitting with me, making me laugh, is Michael Duffy, Supervisor of Athletics for Carroll County Public Schools. And Mr. Duffy, another new guest on our podcast.
Yes, sir. Welcome to Mr. Brian Tomes, who in just a week and a half will be the brand new athletic director at Westminster High School, replacing the retiring Mr. Terry Malloy.
That's
who
right.
We had, what was it, two weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yep.
Okay.
Yep. So thanks for joining us, Mr. Tomes. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Yeah. We've already talked a little bit, and the three of us know the situation. I just wanted to get from you. I'm going to call you coach probably a couple times, so I apologize.
It's all good. But, all good.
And that was my first question. When you make that decision to go, okay, I'm interested in a career change, a profession change, but in the same sort of career, how hard was it to sort of walk away from the court into an athletic director position? Because that's a big difference between the AD and the coach.
Oh, absolutely. That was definitely a big part of the discussion that my wife and I had when we were deciding whether this was something I wanted to really do or not. From a professional standpoint, fantastic opportunity. Those don't come around too often.
Right.
And when it came down to it, we had talked earlier, this is the first time in 23 years I've not been on the hardwood November 15th.
Right.
So I felt it at this juncture. There's never a good time to leave coaching if you love it,
sure.
which I obviously did. But again, you go back to an opportunity such as Westminster High School and an opportunity to be a little more involved in all the athletic programs within that school building.
Right.
I just felt I was ready to help more than just one program. So that's kind of where we leaned towards and obviously led me to apply for the job.
Got anything for him right away?
Well, sure. although I will note, he said, I did love coaching.
Yes.
It didn't take long to
past
that.
Not at all.
Interesting.
He'll always love coaching. Come on.
As you go through it in your mind of, it's obviously real now.
Right.
How does it feel to go from, you were Liberty for what, the last 12 years or so?
Yes.
Okay. To, you've spent a good bit of time at Liberty High School and now, shifting, you're driving further.
Right.
You got to wear different colors.
Yes.
It's a huge. It's not that much of a culture shock, but it's a real.
There's a difference.
It's a real mind shift.
Yes.
Or mindset shift. So how does that how does that weigh on you? How do you approach that?
Obviously, it's not like you just all of a sudden lose the love that you had for my Liberty family while I was there. That's going to be there for a while.
Sure.
But as you make that change, it's just someone I've always been is when I'm going to decide to do something, I'm going all in. So the mind shift obviously is more just really driven towards what's the goals we're looking for and becoming an athletic director. Obviously that focus is Westminster Athletics. So even though I've had a great 12 years at Liberty and have met a lot of great people, just the few days now that I've been at Westminster, again, it just speaks volumes to this county. There's just great people at Westminster High School, too, ready to jump in and help me and, aid me in this new adventure as I get my feet wet and start diving in here real soon.
Mr. Duffy will tell you, and he's right, that there's good people at
all
seven schools, and that's what makes the AD group sort of a really close-knit group.
To be clear, seven high schools, there are good people at all of our schools.
Correct.
But we're speaking,
just of athletic departments.
High schools.
That is correct. Thank you for the correction.
I don't want somebody to listen and think we think there's only seven good schools.
Okay, yeah, you're right. There's not. There's 60, what, how many are there? 60,
a lot.
Seven? Okay, yeah. I'm not going to sit here and try to get a number. I don't know the number. But, it is a tight-knit group. And a group that works well together. Brian's not a stranger to the community. He coached at Century for a long time before coming over to Liberty. Played basketball at Western Maryland College /McDaniel.
yeah.
So you know the area, obviously, and you know a little about, and you knew plenty about Westminster too, as
yes.
facing them and seeing their athletes through the years. What's got you excited about? I mean, it's the largest school in the county.
Correct.
You're pulling from a big pool of athletes, and you know some of their successful programs and other ones that are on the rise. Is that got you excited about how this winter is going to start as you go into the first season?
Absolutely.
As
yeah. When you think Carroll County, you think Westminster High School. Mm-hmm. It's not a knock on any other
sure.
school or program, but you said it, being the largest school. Just the history that they've had for such a long time of having success
right.
Throughout many of their programs. That's just an exciting opportunity to come in and be part of that and hopefully help each of those programs grow a little bit more, giving those kids opportunities that otherwise, they may not have. So just trying to figure out exactly how things work. You know, following someone like Terry, that's those are big shoes to fill. And, right. And Terry will joke with you right now. No, I only wear a size 8. But
yes.
From the you know that's
you're right though.
They're
big shoes.
Those are big shoes. It's hard to follow somebody that's for lack of a better term legendary in their community.
Yeah, sure.
In that sense. So
sure.
Coming in and just kind of keeping things going right now. You know, as good as they've been. And, you know, until I can kind of get my feet wet and kind of figure out where are some areas maybe that we can look at to grow a little bit more in different aspects. But, yeah, it's just great opportunity. I'm really excited. The coaches and the staff that I've met, administration at Westminster, have been just really friendly and opening and willing to help make this transition as easy as possible. So it's been great.
Coach Tomes, Mr. Tomes, has a basketball background, and we're getting ready to focus on winter sports, and boys basketball and girls basketball are chief among them.
Yeah.
Just before we go into your AD role, you know, how have you seen Carroll County boys basketball sort of taking some steps? I mean, that wasn't that long ago we had teams. The county had teams in the state tournament.
Yes.
You guys went back-to-back years at Liberty. You guys, see? It's going to take me a while to
see.
Shake
everybody's going to feel that way for a little bit.
But you have seen the sport go in the right direction, yes or no? I'm going to say the answer is yes.
Yes, yeah. You know, and I think that goes back to the coaches that have been put in place, you know, in those programs. So, you know, we talked about the close-knit athletic directors
sure.
group. I think that goes a long ways in terms of who they're seeing as the best fits for their programs to make them successful. So, you know, obviously I've been more on the boys' side, but pay attention to the girls' side as well.
Of course.
You know, but our county represents ourselves very well with basketball, so we're extremely proud of how we've maintained success, you know, throughout the state in those realms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we just wrapped up a fall season, and very quickly, Winters Mill football was the last football team standing in Carroll
yes.
County. Went on the road. Mr. Duffy and I were there last Saturday at Dunbar High School.
Yep.
Watched them play a very game and good Forest Park team.
Mm-hmm.
Winters Mill, I thought, was the better team overall, but I think Forest Park had 4 or 5 more plays than the Falcons did, and they were able to get the victory in the state quarterfinals.
That's probably a pretty good assessment of it. it was definitely a tight game. It was, you know, Winters Mill did a lot of things really well.
Yeah.
Just came up just a tad bit short late on it. Yeah.
Just a couple big plays in big situations. I can think of that. There was a fourth down near midfield. Forest Park broke off a 30 or 40 yard run, got him in good field position. Winters Mill led 9-0 after the first quarter.
Yes.
Or definitely in the first
end
half.
End of one.
End of one, 9-0, and then Forest Park scored 12 unanswered. Low-scoring game, 12-9, but Forest Park moves on. I wanted to say that because I wanted to wrap up Winters Mill. What an awesome season they had.
Absolutely.
9-2, their best season ever, the most wins ever, their first playoff win ever.
Yeah, really happy for them.
Yeah, just kudos to Matt Miller and his staff. We talked about them all through the fall when we went on a broadcast. Other coaches would say how it was cool to see, you know, Winters Mill, a program that had been struggling for many years, too many years, if you're a Falcons fan, to get a 9-2 season, to play for a county championship game in football. I thought it was really cool to see them be the last team standing in Carroll County. No knock on anybody else, just Winters Mill, rightfully so, was the last team standing this year.
Yeah, I think I agree with you with rightfully so. Just a great season for the Falcons. Coach Miller and his staff and his players just really, really played above a lot of expectations, and were fun to watch. And
handled some adversity along the way.
I was just going to say, dealt with losing their starting quarterback,
right.
And still managed to persevere, mm-hmm. and was, you know, just a play or two away from being in the state semifinals this weekend. So, you know, a lot on which they can build. So
right.
That's pretty exciting.
And it takes nothing away from, you know, Mr. Tomes' upcoming football team, Westminster, the county champions, led by, you know, standout running back, quarterback, who also was a running back for them, Kyrese Walker, again, another back-to-back 1,000 yards on both sides of the ball. I did find out, I've been saying this incorrectly, he was not the first ever to rush for 1,000 and pass for 1,000. There was a quarterback at Winters Mill about 7 or 8 years ago named Liam Butler, who threw for about 1,700 and ran for over 1,000. So he may have been the first. I was saying I couldn't imagine it had ever happened before. And it only happened, it's only been less than a decade, so it shows what I know. But I was put in my place last night by the football coaches. But hey, either way,
impressive.
Kyrese did it 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see, and we'll have Mr. Tomes on again, I'm sure, down the road at some point. But we'll have, you know, all these programs we watch in the fall, football wise, have some guys coming back next year that we're already excited about. Liberty's got a handful of guys coming back. They put together really good seasons. You know, we saw Man Valley have a great year and get a playoff win over Westminster in football. You know, Century and Key had their struggles, but they had some talented players on on the field on both sides of the ball. And South Carolina, too. We saw them go from an 0-6 start to three wins in a row, and yes, a couple of their guys will be back next year, too. And so it all makes for a pretty fun fall. And the other team that we wrapped up with last week was Century Boys Soccer. They were the last soccer team standing on the Carroll County side. Came up short in the state final against a really good Damascus team.
Yeah, they did.
I think Century held their own. I mean, again, Damascus cashed in quickly.
Yes.
Once Century's you know, first 10 to 12 minutes of aggression wore off a bit, Damascus capitalized, but Century had their chances, got on the board late.
They did. They had opportunities. Damascus, I think, was the better team that night. It's kind of one of those, I thought they were relatively evenly matched, but I thought Damascus just had a couple more big plays that worked out for them, and that was the difference in that game.
Yeah. I wanted to
Game, match. sorry, soccer fans.
Yeah. Match, game, that's true. You know, we would go to Liberty sporting events a lot on the sideline and take in the games, and Mr. Tomes always, you know, right there. How much of the sports, you know, how excited do you get when you get to, look, you love basketball. I know you do. We can sit here and talk a whole basketball podcast. But you're not just a basketball fan. You're a sports fan.
Absolutely.
I mean, we see you at a lot of sporting events. You can get energized like we do about high school sports in Carroll County.
Oh, yeah. It's the purest form of athletics. I love it. Just watching our high school students get out there and just compete. Because of the love of the game, you know, and there's no other real motivation other than they just want to be out there competing, you know, so watching them out there, giving their all, knowing how much time and effort they're putting in on top of their schoolwork, you know, how can't you be excited for that? So, yeah, enjoyable. It doesn't matter what the sport is. I just love being around it and part of it.
Yeah. And also he's a good example of, we'll stay on the sideline, be watching the game, and he's rooting at the time for Liberty. He'll be rooting for Westminster. If someone else makes the great play, he'll be the one to say, that was a heck of a play just there. Yes. That girl, that guy just made, that just goes into the whole thing about high school athletics. And we talk about it so much, about the competitive nature, the good sportsmanship that goes into it, the atmosphere. I would imagine as a soon-to-be AD, that's one of the things you're probably looking forward to the most, a packed gymnasium for wrestling, next spring for lacrosse and baseball or whatever, and then next
absolutely
year for football.
Absolutely. Yeah, atmosphere is everything. You know, I've been fortunate enough the last 12, maybe a little bit longer when I was over Century, to be part of that rivalry, and I'm really looking forward to some of the new ones that I'll get to experience, because when you're coaching, you don't get to really experience all the other ones because you're usually busy those nights. So getting the opportunity now to see other rivalries will be really exciting.
There's plenty of Westminster to talk about, but I would be remiss if I didn't bring up Century and Liberty. I mean, one of the coolest rivalries we have around is the 2 and 3 and sometimes 4 times you guys have played each other in basketball. You've been on both sides of them. You were on George Wonder's sideline for a good bit of them, and obviously you coached Liberty side. You can say now, as a step away, like you said, you're in the moment, you're on the sideline, you're trying to win games. What were those games like? What was it like? Did you know that game was coming up? Then you're there. The gym is packed. It's hot as it is in this room right here. I mean, it's got to be just a crazy feeling. I mean, it's crazy for us to watch it from the sideline.
You know, for those people that are really sports fans, like that's what the environment is all about, right? You know it's around the corner. Kids are getting really, really excited during practice. You know, keeping them focused sometimes was always a trick here and there to get them to do what you need them to. But that atmosphere is just, it doesn't matter what team you were cheering for, just to be part of that environment, regardless of the outcome, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. The support that the community gives those players each and every time that we stepped on the court, you know, was just fantastic. And that's what you want. You know, the community to be part of you know, the kids and what they're taking part in these activities. So, that was fantastic. You know, and again, I'm looking forward to experience that with some other schools now, because I know they exist.
Oh, yeah.
I just haven't been able to see them firsthand.
You've been preoccupied.
Yeah, just a little. But, it's going to be a treat. Yeah. It's a treat.
Yeah.
So as you're looking at the rest of the year, what are some things you want to accomplish in your first, you know, what, 3 quarters of a year, two seasons as an athletic director? What are you, I mean, I assume it's going to be, you know, not jumping in and making wholesale changes necessarily.
Correct.
I assume that. Maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, as you're observing, what are you looking to see and what are you looking to, how will you be evaluating some of these programs?
Right. I mean, so coming in, obviously, you're not trying to rock the boat, you know. Terry has done a great job with how things are done. Their coaches have been very, very good, you know, with the teams and programs that they've had. So coming in, it's get a vibe of the school, the coaches, you know, how things are kind of done there, the outlook on you know, what it's about for a lot of them, you know. You know, everybody wants to win. So what is it outside of that that makes this program special, right? And what things do I feel that I could bring to the table to help grow that a little bit more? So, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of observation and just looking at how relationships kind of unfold. You know, do kids respond regardless of the situation? Are they responding to what their coaches are asking of them? Do they play hard for their coaches? What's their teamwork like? And obviously sportsmanship, you know, as much as, you know, we understand that they're teenagers and emotions can get the best of them. You know, how do they handle themselves in that situation? And for the most part, that's that, that relates back to how the coach handles themselves on the sideline as well. So, yeah, just kind of coming in and kind of getting a better vibe of how things have been done and then what I can add to that. You know, there's nothing that I think right now that I'm looking at going, oh, I need to change this or change that. You know, just making sure everything's the best possible way it can be. You know, the fields, the courts, you know, just making it a great experience for everybody. I think right now that'll be probably my biggest job. You know, to make it an event that everybody wants to continue to come and watch. So that's probably where my focus is right now. And you know, then once we get through the school year into the summer, there might be some a little more evaluation that I can sit down and focus on. But, you know, right now it's just kind of come in and make sure everything stays the way it is and that it's a good thing.
Right.
Now, go ahead. You and your family for the last 12 years have been bleeding royal blue and gold. So, you know, how is that, you know, your son just graduated from Liberty, your daughter's still a student there. Have they said they're going to stop speaking to you during during Westminster Liberty games? Or, you know, will you be persona non grata around the house? I mean, your family's been a fixture at every time I show up to contests. So how will that, you know, how's that going to change?
You know, you joke about that, but, you know, teenagers have a tendency to be in their rooms anyway. Well, my daughter's been in her room a whole lot more lately. You know, it's you know, we were joking and you know, and I'm gonna hurt my Liberty peeps here a little bit, but you know, I said, if you're gonna go somewhere, let's go to the best color scheme in the county. So I just love the baby blue, you know, Carolina blue. Like, it's just it's a fantastic color. So yeah, while we've bled the royal blue, you know, there'll be some changes. So we'll have to balance that a little bit out with where I'm coming from. My daughter's still at Liberty, but, you know, most of it definitely is going to be Westminster colors.
And let me ask you one more potentially uncomfortable question.
Sure.
As you're prepping, I want to say it's December 15th, for the first time when the Liberty boys team comes to the Westminster gym.
Yes.
Have you mentally wrapped yourself around the, wait a minute, I don't coach those guys anymore. I'm not cheering for them.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I don't know that I'll totally be mentally prepared for what emotions may come across me that
Certainly.
Night.
Certainly.
But it's going to be fun because now I get to watch two programs that I care about, you know, and go head-to-head and compete at a high level. So it's going to be fun for me just to sit back and kind of enjoy that night.
Yeah.
Just because I know the opposing team now extremely well as I learn our team, you know. But, yeah. Yeah, who knows what emotions may cross me that night. But I know the guys at Liberty have already marked that. They circled that. They said, we're coming to beat you. So, you know, that should be entertaining when they get there.
And you did that already, and to a lesser extent, going from Century to Liberty.
Correct.
I remember you were helping George and on their staff and wore the green and then moved right down the road to their quote-unquote rival. I mean, that South Carroll's a rivalry in there too. But you have that experience a little bit you can lean on, I would think, a little.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That wasn't an easy move either.
Sure.
But again, when you look at those things, there's no easy time to leave when you are doing things, in my opinion, that are the right way, which is getting to know the kids and really caring about them and making sure that they're getting the best opportunities and success for later on down the road. So, you know, okay, sure, my kid graduated last year and we lost seven seniors off that Liberty basketball team. Oh, that's why you're leaving. And no, I was just as invested as the kids that are returning and the upcoming kids. You know, I've run summer camps at Liberty for all 12 years that I've been there. So I've known kids since they're in, you know, third grade coming up through. So there's no good time to say, oh, now's when I want to get out.
Yeah.
Because I don't look at it. Again, we go back to, we all love to win, but that's not what I'm measuring the success of a team. You know, some years you just don't have the talent, right? Mm-hmm. But what did you get out of those kids? What was their experience like? You know, those are the measuring sticks that that we in educational athletics are really basing, you know, things off of when we value, right?
How are they from November 15th to March?
Did they get better? Are they playing their best, whatever the sport is, at the end of the year?
All the time.
Yeah, we do.
You know,
I mean,
so that's how it is. Yeah.
And
so
either he really believes that or he listens intently to our podcast and has regurgitated.
Maybe both. Yes,
no,
absolutely.
And there are some programs that you know, their expectations are so high because they are so good.
Correct.
And they go 12-2 every year.
Yes.
And they do, and that's part of sports.
Correct. Yep.
And you guys were talking a minute or two ago about, you know, things that are going to go on as, you know, as in the new position. I've never thought to really ask this. You know, every school has programs that aren't as successful as the other ones.
Yes.
Do you think as an AD you should spend a little more time, you know, getting more involved with them, or is it a thing that you're a coach and you were a coach too? Do you let things, you know, high school things go in cycles, right? But
right.
Some programs just don't get out of that bad cycle, or at least it takes a long time.
Right.
Is that more attention do you think the AD needs to? And I'm not saying like you step on anybody's toes, but do you weigh that in your mind at all?
Yeah, I think you weigh that in any situation where there might be, and again, we go back to what is unsuccessful, you know, season.
That's a definition that's different.
You know, but sure, I think you probably look at that situation and how can I help?
I was just
right?
going to say, what can
it's
we do
not,
to help
It's not necessarily that the players aren't giving their all. It's not necessarily that the coach isn't doing everything they can do. Sometimes it's just the way it is, right?
Yeah.
That's what we love about sports. You know, it's real. You never know what the outcome is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, you put your time into that and you look at the program and talking to the coach and what can I do to help you, you know? You know, and maybe that's more of a get involved in youth, whatever it may be, and start building that interest at a younger level.
Right.
So by the time they're high school, they're not already, okay, this is all I'm going to do and this is all I'm going to do. You know, if a kid doesn't make a soccer team, you know, are they happy to go run cross country? Do they want to go, you know, play field hockey?
Yeah,
something that has been growing,
sure.
Obviously.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but, you know, don't pigeonhole yourself that this is the only sport I'm going to play regardless whether I make it or not. Open yourself up to other opportunities, and you might find out that there's a lot out there that you just didn't know about, and you maybe enjoy it a little bit more than what you were doing.
Right. You played high school sports, and you played sports at the college level. You've coached high school sports for a long time. You had kids that played as well. How have you seen it grow in your athletic, through your athletic prism? You've seen things change a lot.
Oh, yes. All you got to do is look at me. I'm not your prototypical athlete anymore. You know, while I may have some height and you know, solid, I won't say I'm fat, but, you know, got some weight to me, you know, the athletes these days, and it doesn't matter, boys, girls, whatever you're talking about, are just so much stronger, faster. The focus on building the body to be able to perform at a certain level.
Yeah.
You know, and even the skills, there's so much more finesse in terms of the teaching now that wasn't around, you know, back in the, you know, 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those back when we did, we learned a lot on our own. We weren't going to, you know, 16 camps and having all this specialized training. You just figured it out on your own a little bit.
In the backyard.
You either good or you're not. And if you weren't, you figured out a way to help, you know, what was going on. But, yeah, so the athletes today, just their understanding is just, the growth in that manner, you know. Well, I wouldn't say that to my own son because, you know, can't let him know that he could probably beat me. But, you know, it's different, and but in a good way.
Yeah.
It's in a good way. These kids are putting in a lot of time and effort to be able to perform at these levels.
Sure.
And so you applaud that. And that's what it's supposed to be, right? There's
supposed
to be growth, and we're definitely seeing that on both sides, boys and girls.
I'm going to say that Michael Tomes already knows he can beat his dad.
He might.
In a pickup game,
I still tell him I'm a better shooter.
I know. You got
that's about all I got left
to
now.
Prove it still. I think you're on the you're on the list there somewhere for three-pointers. Has Mr. Duffy taken you out yet to a lavish lunch, or is that going to be down the road? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, he takes care of me. He's already been there, right? he knows, you know, it's a tough job to come into. Again, like we say, big shoes, you know, repetitive on that. But,
sure.
You know, Mr. Malloy was there for a long time and did a great job building some things from scratch. It's a well-oiled machine. And so Mr. Duffy has definitely offered his support and helping me make sure that we get to where we need to be.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I want to get it out there now that I'll help you whenever you want to start the Westminster Athletics Hall of Fame.
You know what?
You and I can jump on board.
That is fine. I think that is
it's an undertaking.
Yes,
it's an undertaking. Yes. And it's a long history, but I'm not kidding. But I know it's something that's on not high on the list right now, but
it's on the table.
It should be. Well, you looking forward to winter sports, Mr. Duffy? I know I am.
Absolutely, I'm ready to get. I can't believe we're only a couple weeks away. I think we're from today. We're two weeks away.
Two weeks out. From, December 5th.
From today.
Mm-hmm. So, we're not far.
I know. We got to get through Thanksgiving week. Of course, the three of us are all big Thanksgiving fans, and I'll speak for myself, but I'm a huge Thanksgiving fan.
Yes, absolutely. Favorite holiday.
All right, there you go. The football games, the food, hanging around with family and friends, and then, like you said, you sort of take a breath from that weekend, and you really get to gear up into winter sports. I mean, scrimmages are coming up within the next couple of days. Some teams may have already started scrimmages. I'm not sure, but I know next week's a big week for scrimmage, and then before you know it, you'll have your first winter sports. You're looking forward to that the most, I guess. Your first night as a winter sports AD. I mean, AD in a winter sports season.
We've got meet the coach night.
That's right.
I do next week. Yes.
Almost before you become official, right?
2 days before.
So,
correct.
So you know, if it doesn't work out, you can say, you know what, I'm done. I'm staying at Liberty.
There's still a little bit of nerves in that regard. Your nerves on the first day when you coach. Are there nerves when you're about to go become the face of the program?
I think it's healthy to have a little bit of that.
Sure,
that means you care, right? Yeah. You know, if I didn't have nerves, then it would almost be like there's something wrong,
why
right?
Are you doing this?
So,
right.
You know, there's some nerves, but I think they're good. I don't think it's something that it's a fear. It's not a fear. It's just a comfort level that I've been waiting for this for a while and got the opportunity.
That's
and
great.
Couldn't be happier and more gracious for this opportunity. So, we'll get to work, and I'll put in my time to make sure that it's a decision that was well thought out.
Well, I know Mr. Duffy's very excited about it, and so am I. I appreciate all your cooperation as you were a coach at Liberty. You made our lives a lot easier by being available and letting us talk to your kids, and I look forward to working with you here in the AD world as well. I don't want to speak for you, but I'm sure you echo those
absolutely
comments.
And also thanks for making time for our podcast
today. Oh, absolutely. Enjoyed it.
Great.
Appreciate
we'll
it.
Come back on another time, and realize last week was episode 80.
Wow.
And I counted it up.
Okay.
I was right. I've always got the number wrong. I think believe that was 80. So,
all right.
So you ready for 81 into the future?
Looks like 82 will be next. Looks like we're about to wrap up 81.
Yes, we are. Thank you again to Mr. Tomes. Thank you to Mr. Duffy. And until we do another one of these, I'm Pat Stetzer.
And I'm Michael Duffy.
And this has been The Score.
And more.